Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
All right, Sprocketeers, we're back. And today I'm super excited because we're talking about something that, well, seems like it might be impossible, but is possible and actually is something that a lot of companies should start to think about. And that is an LMS or a learning management system and how that fits into inbound. But it's not going to be me talking to you today. I will be here along the way to guide us, Sprocketeers. But we're going to be talking to Remington Begg, and we're going to talk to him because we have launched, that's right, we have launched something spectacular. Remington, while we get started here, why don't you just, for the Sprocketeers that don't know, which I'm sure there's maybe 1, 2, 5 that don't know who you are, explain who you are and kind of how you fit into this, and also then just go into a little bit about the Hub LMS, and then we'll go into the interview.
So thanks for having me on, George. This is fun, long time. So I'm Remington Begg from Impulse Creative. I'm the founder of the agency. We also are the ones that George and I work on building out Sprocket Talk for all of our viewers. So we get to do a lot of, like, I feel like mad scientist things in the background using HubSpot so that we can bring them back to everyone. You know, what's it been? A year and a half, I think, Sprocket Talk was like officially a domain, if you will. We've learned a lot of things over that time frame. And one of the things that, and I'm sure you can agree, George, was that building a community and this concept of like a learning management system has completely changed the way that I think about inbound marketing. From an acquisition tool all the way through to a customer onboarding tool, like, it's really like Sprocket Talk as an entity has done that. And it's in part to how we built it out with these courses and these videos and these tutorials. That brought us to, what does V2 of this look like for Sprocket Talk? And so everyone's getting a little bit of a preview of what to expect for the Sprocket Talk audiences. But also there was a lot of people that reached out and they said, how can you build Sprocket Talk for me? So what's been fun, we've built a couple of these now. We went back in, and one of my tasks that I challenged myself with as I was working on this was, how do we make it so that you don't have to touch any code whatsoever? Because Sprocket Talk's still a little nerdy in the back end to get it to operate the way that it needs to be. So that's what we did. So hublms.io is the website. You can see a free demo on there and talks about all the features. But Hub LMS was born. And so it's been publicly out for a couple weeks now. We've got a couple dozen people who have purchased it. It's available as a theme for your HubSpot website. And it is compatible with HubSpot Marketing Hub, as well as the HubSpot CMS Pro and HubSpot CMS Enterprise. So as long as you have the ability for custom templates, you can have an LMS on your HubSpot portal.
So Sprocketeers, I will second everything Remington said. Plus, I will let you know that the idea of membership / community / nurturing / education, like this big ball of wax that I think every company, no matter if you're B2B, B2C, heck, it's all P2P, person to person, that we should be focusing in on. But Remington, my next question for you, and let's back up before we get into the air quotes nerdy side of hublms.io. Let's kind of unpack your brain of why you think it's important for companies to focus on this LMS, learning, education. What does that give their community, and what do they get for actually investing and creating these courses or these learning areas that they can build?
I think there's three obvious areas, and I think there's just an immense amount of options that you can go from there. The big one being customer onboarding, right? Like HubSpot Academy does that less now from a customer onboarding standpoint and more now from an acquisition, which is the next one, is a customer acquisition tool. we've got this information in our brains. We've got the ways that we operate. And there's this either way of wanting to make things more efficient or wanting to make sure that the perceived value comes across. And right now, nowadays, with currently the health disaster that we have going on worldwide, there's a lot of people looking to learn and there's a lot of companies looking to pivot. And so I think that there's, you know, there's an immediate opportunity for companies to really rethink in how they're delivering content. But I also think that there is a huge public hunger for information, especially like professionals that may be misplaced for their jobs right now and that kind of thing. So when we think about the three core areas, the customer onboarding is like obvious, but also one of those things that people don't really systemize. Then you've got the acquisition that I just mentioned, similar to what the HubSpot Academy is doing. Then it's making a business out of it. I've had the pleasure while we were in beta with the Hub LMS to talk to some companies and how they're using courses to acquire, but it's been really fun to talk to the ones that actually use this as a core business function. You know, so the acquisition, the making sure that people are in there. And one of the biggest areas that we saw that people were having issues with was with the automation. Like you come in for module one, how do I get you to come back to module 10 or module 20? Or one guy I talked to has 70 modules. So if you think about that, there's a lot of limitations. There's just so much opportunity if you could slice that up so many different ways across those three areas I just talked about.
One thing I will say, Sprocketeers, as we've done Sprocket Talk, the perceived value, meaning the true value that you're providing through yes. the learning management system, it's amazing because it's not an ebook, it's not a guide, it's a checklist. It's like an OMG, they have a course on that, or they have, you know, bulk education on that. And so immediately people are like, oh yeah, why wouldn't I? From the acquisition standpoint and the conversion rates, people, I'm going to tell you, it's just a really interesting thing to watch this happen. And I want to see it happen for your business. Now, Remington, I want you to talk a little bit deeper about they go to hublms.io and they want to take it for a test drive. What does that look like? What are they going to be able to play with? What are they going to learn as they get into this? Like, do they need to be super nerdy? Is it going to be super easy? And by the way, at the end, maybe throw in something around the fact, do you have to have 70 modules? Oh my gosh, that's a lot of modules.
Right. No, you don't have to have 70 modules. So when you jump into the Hub LMS, there is, so we've done this like two ways. We've got the test drive is essentially the entire thing is an example about how you could work and use it as an acquisition strategy for the record. They come in from the landing page, which is our test drive. And then we've got special features in the theme that allow for it to automatically delay the load of the page after the form submit. I'm getting a little nerdy here, but it's an important detail that you can't do out of the box in HubSpot even. So we've got all those functionality pieces just like baked in to the theme. When you get into the test drive, you're going to get a series of workflow emails and automation that unlock you for certain modules that, you know, if you go through and watch all the videos, then you get a bonus module. And what it's doing is it's kind of flexing all the muscles on the things that we thought were the most important, you know, in order to really leverage it. On the flip side, the test drive is also the beginning of the course that we put together on how to implement the Hub LMS. And so I believe I've got 10 modules that are open right now, and I've got another 5 pending based on the feedback from the beta that is going to be how to build and use this in your HubSpot portal. But it's not going to get crazy nerdy. The nerdiest we're going to get is creating lists and workflows. You're not touching code. I might make you add one field, but the features are really exciting to me because we've got everything from being able to take, you know, have a certification or a quiz at the end of your course to having questionnaires on a module by module or lesson by lesson basis. So you can go through and capture all that info and you don't have to worry about it integrating with HubSpot. And I'm going to say that again. You don't have to worry about integrating your LMS with HubSpot because your LMS is HubSpot at this point once you add this theme. And down the road, the data is just going to be so immensely powerful for you to be able to really leverage it the way you need to.
Rocketeers, I want to rewind a little bit. And with the 10/15 modules that Remington has put in to the hublms.io, he's walking you, hand walking you through the ability to make a course, to make educational content. It might be 5 modules, 15 modules, 20 modules that will help you either acquire more potential customers or onboard the customers that you already have, or both. Because Remington, I want you to talk about how you can do multiple courses in here, and also like maybe even lean in a little bit more into the importance of what you kind of blew past by in features, is being able to do a quiz and have certifications and what that means to the actual community or the folks who are going through these courses or classes that you're creating.
The feature sets, we went in and we did some market analysis, and we realized what people are looking for. We wanted to make it, again, as lightweight as possible from a lift point of view. Let us do all the lifting, but not actually having to pay us from a service point of view to do it. You know, some of the features, you can modify the theme. So it's using HubSpot's new theming functionality, which makes it so that you can choose your colors to match your brand. You don't have to touch any CSS code to do it. It's just color pickers and font pickers. And then, you know, the certification and the quiz, the technical way that it works is you get the opportunity right now to create a question for every single lesson module. So if you have 10 lesson modules in your course, you have the option for a 10 question quiz, multiple choice at this point. That was like the number one sought after thing. It really wasn't like, oh, I want open-ended practicum. It was very much, I want multiple choice, very HubSpot Academy style. And then what it does is we integrated it with some magic in the back end via a HubSpot form. And so what you do is you put in two HubSpot property fields, and we give you instructions on which ones. And then when someone submits the quiz, it will give them a score, and it will automatically add them to, or automatically update their information within HubSpot with the score that they scored, as well as the course that they took. So you could do any kind of automation you wanted after that. You could automate with Sendoso, and you could send them a champagne bottle, or you could send them a thumbs up video saying you did a really great job via automation. You know, down the road, we'll probably do like PDF certificates and stuff, but that really wasn't something that people were interested in. They wanted the data more necessarily than they wanted the data and the badge of honor, if you will, more than they wanted to just have the certificate for the user. The other thing is the number of courses you can do. So you can do as many as you want. There is no limit to HubSpot in the number of pages that you can create on your website that I know. You could essentially have that many courses, and how the course is built out is each module, all the modules are a part of one course page. So there's variations of the page that work, but it's going to be very easy to manage. You're not going to have like 14 HubSpot pages for a 14 module course. It's just one page where it's all in one spot. Other highlighted items, it works with HubSpot membership out of the gate. So if you have an old marketing enterprise account, like pre-April 2020, you would be able to have that access. If you are after April 2020, you would need a HubSpot enterprise account. But the HubSpot membership features were already baked in. So you'll have custom design. It'll match your brand. You don't have to worry about getting that developed. And if you don't have HubSpot membership, the entire thing can operate on smart content, which is a really powerful thing that really makes people scratch their head. They're like, wait, what? How'd you do that?
Enjoying this podcast? Make sure you show the love. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button, and leave a review. Help us become the strongest strategy podcast on the internet. Get access to hidden episodes and bonus content. Head over to sprockettalk.com/strategy.
A couple other highlighted items, Stripe checkout integrated. So you can have a button that automatically allows for you to check out with Stripe. And then you can have like time release lessons. You could have free previews. And you could even do course feedback surveys either with a HubSpot form or using HubSpot Service Hub if you're using the starter tools.
As you can tell, there's a ton that you can do, Rocketeers, with hublms.io. Now, Remington, one thing I want you to hit upon, because I started to think, oh man, this might be an issue for people when they're thinking about this, but let me first preface this. When you're creating your course, Of course, you're thinking video, like we should use video for a course. Yes, yep. But not every page has to be video, or not every module, I should say, has to be video. So Remington, one, talk about the different yep. types of modules you could create, textual, video, things like that. But then I really yep. also want you to lean into what possible videos or hosting platforms can they use for their videos, and if there's one that you like or two that you like better and the reasons why. So it's this. It's what type of content can I have in my course? If I'm using video content, where should it be hosted? Possibilities. And what would Remington say that if he could only choose one or two places, this is where he would host it?
So if I could only choose one or two places to host my videos, I would host it on Wistia. Wistia's video platform is the leader in the industry, in my opinion. They are just blazing a path to get nerdy for a second. Their video embed is one of the fastest loading ones that I've seen, you know, and the customer service over there is fantastic. The integration with HubSpot is beautiful. Now there is a monthly cost associated with that, but you know, you can walk before you run. It really just depends on your needs in that regard. So hit us up if you want to intro. We'd be more than happy to intro you. The other ones, if you don't care about having to track like the watch time within HubSpot, you could use HubSpot's video tool. You could also just use an unlisted YouTube video. And what we've done is we've made it so that it's really easy to embed Wistia. It's really easy to embed YouTube. And then you could use any other video embeds that you want. How we have a client doing it right now is, you know, they're using Vidyard. You can drop the embed in there. It's no problem. But if you're using YouTube as an unlisted video, unlisted because you wouldn't want people to publicly see your video content if it's in a course or the Wistia, all you need is the URL to the actual video. The Hub LMS will automatically build the embed code and make it responsive so it looks beautiful on mobile as well. So it makes it really easy. So that's that first. That's the answer to your first and second question, I think. What was the third?
So the third question, or actually because you answered them in reverse, the first question, but hey, either way, is what type of modules can you create? Is it video only?
So you can think of each of the individual modules as like a blog on steroids. So you could leave it all textual content. You can make it more feature rich with images. You know, you could drop just about anything you want in there. We have the video embed up there at the top because a lot of the courses that we saw just videos the way that they're happening. So it just depends on the route that you take there. One of the cool things that we also integrated was, you know, you might have a mix. You might have some that are video. You might have some that are textual, like lessons, like even like practicum kind of homework. And so what we did is we made it so you can embed a form at the bottom as well. So you could have a video lesson that goes to lesson number two that's like textual directions, and then a place to upload a file or to submit answers. And that content can remain really engaging. And then, of course, unlock the next module. But so it's pretty flexible. I think primarily you're going to have people to leverage into video, but otherwise you do just about anything.
I think that sums it up. You can do just about anything you want with this. One of the things that I love is the additional articles or links or resources that you want. Yep. You can literally flip a switch, put some URLs in, give it a title, and underneath your video or your text, you can send them off to other articles, blogs that you may have written, or pillar pages that you may have for your company already. So you can tie everything in together and really keep them in this just really great experience. So Remington, obviously they know they need to go over to hublms.io to do a test drive, but if they have questions or if there's any parting words of wisdom that you want to give them, what say you?
Yeah, so if you have questions and they're not answered in the knowledge base, which they will, there's a little chat icon that is available on the Hub LMS website. Just hit it up. I am probably on that more than I should be. We're just waiting for people's response. Hit us up, say hello, and take it for a test drive, because even if you aren't intending to buy, but you're interested in how it works, we would love your input even on the test drive side of it. So yeah, do that over there, hublms.io. And then I will say, just for people who are listening to this, we will knock off $50 from the purchase price with a coupon code, which we're only going to have in the video. We're not actually going to put this in the description. HubLMS Sprocket, all one word, Hub LMS Sprocket. And so if you use that code, it'll knock $50 off of the cost of your purchase.
And let's be honest, Rocketeers, it's a bargain at twice the price. So head over to hublms.io, use that coupon code, and remember to be a happy, helpful, humble human, and we'll see you in the next video.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better. Make the world better and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. You can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.